What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 59 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, His Word is Wonderful. Charles Bridges once wrote, "Holy admiration of the testimonies will kindle spiritual devotion to them." Our text for today is from Psalm 119, verses 129 through 136. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law. The authorship of Psalm 119 is officially unknown, but it is traditionally attributed to King David. Consisting of 176 verses, Psalm 119 is easily the longest chapter in God's Word. This section, verses 129 through 136, focuses on celebrating the Word of God. The psalmist makes three declarations, each found in the first three verses of today's scripture. The first asserts the wonder of God's Word and the psalmist's willingness to obey it. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them, verse 129. David Guzik writes, "The word wonderful is equivalent to our use of the word miraculous. These testimonies are supernatural, superhuman. They are supernatural in their nature, being free from error. They are supernatural in their effects as they instruct, elevate, strengthen, and comfort the soul. The enduring, abiding delight he had in the Word of God prompted greater obedience. This was obedience in more than outward action. It was obedience in soul." The second statement concerning God's Word is, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple." That's verse 130. J. Stephen Yule notes, "Light directs, manifests, and quickens. When this light enters the soul, it informs our mind and inflames our heart. As a result, we see the wonders of God's Word in such a way that they have an immense and lasting effect." The third affirmation of God's Word is found in verse 131. "I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments." This verse conveys the psalmist's passion to hear God's directives. Guzik states, "Because the Word of God is light-giving and clear enough for the simple, the psalmist wanted God's Word like a thirsty animal pants after water." Having expressed his incredible devotion to Scripture, the psalmist makes four requests. Ewell identifies and clarifies each of these appeals. In verse 132, pardoning grace. Even on our best days, we remember that we are sinners who stand in need of God's mercy at every moment. We see God's greatness in our smallness, God's holiness in our sinfulness, and God's loving kindness in our unworthiness. And we feel poverty of spirit. But the good news is that we cannot earn our way to God, but Christ has earned it for us. In verse 133, sanctifying grace. Aware of his proneness to sin, the psalmist asked God to deliver him from its clutches. There's a difference between dimness and blindness, stumbling into a puddle and jumping into an ocean, failing out of weakness and indulging out of depravity. As Christians, we are vulnerable to the former. We stand, therefore, in constant need of God's sanctifying grace. In verse 134, preserving grace. In the former verse, the psalmist asks for grace to stand against internal enemies. Here, he prays for deliverance from external enemies. When facing opposition, we need to take to heart that God is greater than all. That's from John 10, verse 29. Does the field of wheat have any chance against the tornado? Does the stack of kindling have any chance against the flame? There is inevitability in all those scenarios. Why? The one object is no match for the other. Likewise, there is no opposition to God's power. And then finally, in verses 135 and 136, sustaining grace. Why does the psalmist pray for this? It is because it seems to him as though God has neglected him. When the sun shines, shedding abroad its light and heat and influence, all of creation is cheered and revived. But when it is obscured, creation droops and languishes. So too, when it comes to God's countenance, our hope is enlivened with the constant sense of reconciliation and love. Like the psalmist, may we too have a passion for God's word. Pray today that you will delight in his word. Pray also for God's grace and that he would make his face shine upon you. Some questions to consider. How is your admiration for God's word? What is it about God's word that you long for? In what ways does your longing for his word increase your desire to obey it? And finally, why does the wonder of God's word lead the psalmist to pray for God's grace? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.